Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your New Year's Eve is complete. You know what you'll be doing. You'll be locked in as you watch a rematch of a previous national championship game between Ohio State and Miami as those two teams will square off in a national playoff game. And to give us more insight and more knowledge of what it takes to see Ohio State try to get back and win another national championship, we give you the ultimate when it comes to Ohio State knowledge and wisdom. He is Tim May of the Tim May Show with Clay Hall. Hi, Tim May.
Oh, hi. I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore when I'm on this show.
Why? Just because I've had a couple days off?
Did you used to be, is this the guy that used to be on there known as Baskin?
Yeah, I don't. You may remember me from my days at WBNS-AM and television.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I talked to you more there than I have in the last several weeks while you've taken what I would say is an ungodly amount of PTO, but that's just me.
He works 4/10s now. That's how this works. He works 4/10s.
I'm judging. Oh, there you go.
I'm
judging from afar. I'm judging from afar, but wow. Glad to hear your voice again.
Well, it's interesting because I left the planet after Ohio State beat Michigan, and the next thing I knew, I heard they were playing Miami on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And it's kind of queer. That's just like in rerun 2002 all over again, right?
That's true.
In between, they got beat by Indiana for the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, did that happen? I didn't realize that.
And Miami, a team that a lot of people said didn't belong in it, a lot of your Notre Dame people said didn't belong in the tournament, should have been Notre Dame, goes to Texas A&M and wins. Well, I don't know if that was an upset or not. I had that game as a push all the way. I don't know about you, Mr. Baskin, because I haven't heard from you in so long.
But, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should call. I don't.
The bottom line is, what a matchup, right? I mean, I think it's what you're alluding to. It's almost like we're building this up for some reason, like we're getting paid to do that.
Sometimes we do. It's good for us. It's good for us.
Yes. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you. Before we get into the game, I do want to ask you, because yesterday was a significant day for two Northeast Ohio Buckeyes, Eli Lee and Brody Lennon. Eli Lee from Akron Hoban and Brody Lennon from Gilmore Academy both had their black stripes removed. Yeah. What does that mean?
We're not even clear. They've been doing this black stripe thing since Urban Meyer showed up.
Yes.
We're not clear. We're not really sure what that means, except it's sort of a rite of passage, kind of like when you cross the equator for the first time on a ship, and they throw you in the water or something like that. It's kind of a ritual.
Sort of a Ohio State bar mitzvah. Is that what you're trying to say? Yes.
Going from diapers to pull-ups.
No.
Yeah. Bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Some might call it that.
Cotillion,
some might call it a bris. Bottom line is it means it. It means, or baptism, it means that push come to shove, they trust you to play like a Buckeye, meaning they trust you to go in a game and do what you're supposed to do, for want of another way of explaining it. And some guys get the black stripe off and are off a lot earlier than others. I think Jeremiah Smith got his off in the mail before he ever showed up at Ohio State. Hey, here's your black stripe.
Congratulations. See you later. That's gone.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird because I
wait for you to get here. Go ahead.
Black stripe was a post-it note.
Because I saw Lennon play this year. That's why I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, exactly. So what it really means, who knows, man? It's a rite of passage more than anything else.
All right. Your thoughts on the game coming up? I'm a little leery about all this time off. I'm not going to lie. You know, you played a game where the offense couldn't get moving, and now all of a sudden you got two byes before you play your next game. It reminds me of the days like when we first started working together, when I would see you, I'd be like, oh man, they played the Michigan game. See you next year, Tim.
Yeah. Yep. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
This is similar. You know, I had Matt Wilhelm. He's on my Tim May show once a week. And he, of course, was part of the 2002 national championship team that I guess upset Miami. They were 13-point underdogs going in. But, you never know if what you did during a layoff has been enough to I think it's Booger McFarland uses that term. There's a fine line between rest and rust. And it's one letter, but it can be huge. So you never know if you've done enough or not, but you definitely don't want to overdo it during an extended period. Now, this is a shorter period only because back then I think they got done the day, 2 days after Thanksgiving, and then didn't play again until January the 3rd. This is back in 2002. This time they got done the first weekend in December, and they're playing on the 29th. So it's basically a 25-day. I can't do math anymore. Maybe 23-day, 24-day layoff.
A couple weeks. Just say a couple weeks.
It's more than 3 weeks. I mean, yeah. Extended. So, and in the meantime, the other team has played. Now, the other team had some guys kind of get banged up in that game, too, when they played Texas A&M. The good thing is you didn't face jeopardy. You got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate getting much more healthy than they were the last time you saw them play against Indiana, even. And you've had time to fill in for Tegger Shabola, right guard. Looks like he's not going to play for at least the first couple of games in this playoff because of a chest injury or shoulder injury. But you've had time to get Gabe Van Sickle, who's going to play in his place, get him going at right guard, because right guard, all year has been sort of that one question mark on the offensive side of the ball. But they feel pretty good, it seems like, about what they're going to be able to put up there against Miami. And then you're going against a defensive front that dominated Texas A&M for the most part, led by Reuben Bain. I call it Reuben Bain and his band. But so anyway, who knows, right? Till about 9:30 or 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve Central Standard Time, we're not going to really know whether the layoff was good or bad for Ohio State. I got a feeling you're seeing a little bit of rust. But I also, from talking to these players and stuff earlier this week and Ryan Day, they're eager to play a football game because they really have a sour taste in their mouth for what happened in the Big Ten championship game. And they're eager to play another game because they still do, I think, to a man, believe they're the best team in the country. But, they sure didn't play like it the last time out, at least offensively.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. Tim, let's take a half step back and go back to last week for a little bit. Tulane sadly got a take into him, and then James Madison, boy, oh boy, I felt terrible for them. Do we like having these group of five teams in here with the Power Four? Is this the way the college football playoff should be, in your opinion?
Do we like it? That's a good question. It's kind of like trying to get a bill passed in Congress now. Do we like it? Ohio State beat the hell out of Tennessee last year. You remember that first round game?
It was very important.
And especially sitting here thinking, boy, this is going to be a really competitive game. And I think by the time I got the ME in game out, Ohio State scored 4 touchdowns.
Correct. So was that a mismatch? I mean, should the SEC get more than 2 teams in? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm just saying this is what was agreed upon when they revamped the qualifications for being the college football playoff. Pretty much you set the stage for two other six, as I call them, conferences getting teams in. And so really it was a 10-team open tournament with two teams kind of guaranteed if A, B, C, and D happened, they would get in. So it's a moot point to say whether that's good or bad or whether we like it. You know this, the SEC doesn't like it. You know this, Notre Dame definitely doesn't like it. We know Nick Saban doesn't like it. He's on record, but those were the rules, you know, and so that's what you played with this year. But we all know things are going to change, man, because too many people don't like it. But like I said last year, those first-round games weren't exactly gems either. The best first-round game was Miami, excuse me, Miami, Texas A&M, and then right there, Alabama. Alabama spotted Oklahoma, 17-point lead, and then came back and crushed them, right, at Oklahoma. That wasn't a, you know, in the final analysis, that wasn't a great game. The only good game of the first round was Miami versus Texas A&M, and the only reason it was because Mother Nature said, "You shall not." Wait a minute. No, her voice would be more like this. "You shall not throw today with impunity." She cranked up the wind machine, and boom, you had what you had there, right? So, I mean, we can make all this argument about who did or who didn't belong, but you know, they belonged about as much as anybody else, considering last year's first round games. Everybody got upset last year because a couple of teams you didn't think should get first round byes got them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like a couple of teams got in that you didn't think should even be in the party. Well, hey, next year, don't invite them if that's the way you feel them. Don't gripe, you know. Don't gripe about it. It's like I get on my family here sometimes is people talk behind people's backs instead of, like, confronting that person. That's, you know, I've always been for with Andy Baskin. I'm not saying that. The other guys, hey, where the hell is Andy? Is he ever going to be on this show again? I just confront Andy.
That's true. You have.
Why? Where have you been? And really, why are you here? We got into a nice thought chemistry symmetry with you missing.
I'm sorry. I clearly have let you down.
You, my friend, almost got Wally pipped.
Oh, that's all right. Pipped. I was doing my due diligence.
Wally Knight and the Pips.
All right, Gladys. So let me ask you another pending question here. Your thoughts on Ryan Day taking the play calling back from Brian Hartline in the next game, knowing that Brian is now off to South Florida?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if I like eggnog. You know, I've never had eggnog.
No, that's the last question. Ask you, do you like eggnog?
I've never had it, so I don't know if I would or not. It doesn't appeal to me from a name standpoint. You know what I mean? That's like calling, that's like calling a hamburger, you know, smush. You know, maybe I won't try it.
So eggnog needs a better marketing department.
It just needs a different name.
Yeah, it does.
If it wasn't called eggnog, I think more people would drink it.
Well, what would you call it then?
A tasty treat. Tasty treat. You know, something like that. I would try a tasty treat. Ryan, as I said to Ryan the other day at the press conference, is it kind of like getting back on a bike, you know, because he's ridden his bike many times before. Number two, and there's no doubt in this modern age of being a head coach, you are pushed and pulled a heck of a lot more than you were even 6 years ago, with responsibilities from hiring your staff to recruiting to getting whatever staff you've got already arranged, getting them ready for the transfer portal coming up starting the first week in January, to NIL situations. Please give. You know, I like how Kenny Dillingham, right after he signs his extension at Arizona, basically got on the horn and said, "Can somebody write us a $20 million check? I mean, what's going on out here? We're in Phoenix, for God's sakes." I mean, there's all kinds of, like, things you've got to take care of now that you didn't have to even when Ryan Day was named the head coach way back in after the Rose Bowl 2019, January 1, 2019, he was handed the whistle to the kingdom by Urban Meyer in the post-game team meeting, and it's different now. And so it's different from when Tom Herman, remember, got named the University of Houston head coach in 2014, but Ohio State, he stayed on at Ohio State as the offensive coordinator.
And you know what I remember? After the bowl game, he was wearing the hat.
Well,
on the field.
That's where he worked.
Oh,
that's where he now works.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take that moment to promote where you're going and not where you've been?
Because you should be where your feet are at the moment. That's why. It rubbed me the wrong way.
In other words, it was akin to Michigan planting the flag on the block O. It was like him planting his cap with the front.
No,
I disagreed with that.
No, it wasn't as egregious as that.
I remember talking to him after the game and saying, "Hey, man, I like that cap." That was my exact quote to it.
What'd he say?
Like that cap. He said, "Thanks, man." That's exactly what he said. And
deep,
then I asked why.
Deep conversation.
After the Alabama game, I asked, why did y'all throw the ball? Anyway, on that. Yeah. But anyway, it can be handled. Brian's basically working with his wide receivers for what they hope is three more dances, not one last dance. You know, we'll see as this goes on what happens if they win the first round game or the quarterfinal game, first round for them. We'll see how, if it changes again, you know what I mean? I mean, right now Ryan Day thought it through many times and decided this is the way to go. And Ryan Day has called plays, and they only heard the hue and cry by many, including probably on his staff. Some guys, including himself, was second guessing maybe a little bit of the play calling when they got down to the red zone or inside the 10-yard line in the Big Ten championship game. Twice they were inside the 10-yard line and came away with 0 points. That's why they got beat. They've all rededicated themselves. I think Ryan wanted the offensive staff led by him now to be zeroed in on Miami. So that's what it's all about.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. All right, I want to take another half step back here. So Biff Pogge has interviewed with the University of Michigan a couple of times now for that gig. Do you think that's a name that Michigan is actually looking at to hire for this, or would they go with someone who is a little bit doesn't have the ties to Jim Harbaugh that Biff Pogge does?
I know one thing, a lot of people that cover Michigan, a lot of people that were fans of Michigan, like the offense they ran when he stepped in for a suspended Sherrone Moore earlier this year. Remember that?
This season. We do.
Yeah, Sherrone Moore, man. It's like you get speeding tickets, and all of a sudden, you know, then everything comes unraveled. What a story that is for a movie or something one of these days.
Whew.
But I digress. I mean, you know, of course you always laugh. Biff Pogge, you know, just from a name standpoint, like one of my good friends is Angelique Shingelis, and you wonder whether his parents went through the the thesaurus for names when they were naming him was one of them, those Skip and all the names you can throw out there, and they finally settled on Biff. But the bottom line is, you kind of like the way that the offense played under his direction for a couple of weeks. Number one. Number two, he's been around. He's quite the veteran. Clearly, he's a character, but in a good way. Agreed. I mean, we talked about smoking a big cigar and eating ice cream. I think it was butter pecan ice cream with his wife, sharing a tub of butter pecan ice cream after a big win.
Not to mention, I don't know many guys named Biff who are quiet and in the corner.
Henderson.
Exactly. There you go. So, I mean, the name is what it is. People, just like the Penn State job, people are using this to get what they want where they are. I don't know about the Michigan job, one way or the other. I think Michigan is the winningest program in the country in terms of all-time wins. It's a house fire right now that it's still smoldering, right? And we'll see how they play in the bowl game, which I think is curious. I'm going to be watching that game just to see how it goes. But then past that, where do you go? And maybe you need an interim year just to get everybody, make sure the smoke is gone, the embers are all tamped out before you move on. But then maybe you need that immediate cleansing. But who is it going to be? My personal opinion is this is a job tailor-made. If you don't elevate Biff Poggi, and if you've interviewed him twice, what are you asking him, the second time? Well, we looked into this, and, are you sure about that? Like,
they need
like
to.
More like a deposition probably than an interview. But well, you were there, and you heard what he said about things earlier this week, but did you hold up your hand mid-season and bring up some of those things in the coaches meetings?
Right.
That would be my question. Mm. But do you need a guy who's been a head coach or is a standing head coach who would bring in basically an entire new staff? But you need somebody, I think, who's been a head coach who understands the challenges right now of both being a head coach and of coming in with his sort of his own way, his own staff of doing things. I think that's what a lot of people think. So that's the conundrum that Michigan is dealing with right now. And you would think, there probably is a long line of guys who would love to be the next head coach at Michigan, but it may not be from the talent pool you thought it would come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is a critical hire. The critical hire might be the next guy they hire. But, if you can get a guy in his early 60s or late 50s who's hanging around, the guy I keep bringing up is Brian Kelly. He's out of a job right now.
True.
He's got Michigan ties. Underwood was committed to him before he reneged and signed with Michigan because of that lucrative NIL deal that they promised him. So, Bryce Underwood might stick around. Is he the answer based on the way he played some? He played better under Biff Poggi, in my opinion. So there's another vote for Biff. But the bottom line is, there's a Brian Kelly. Yeah, things didn't go right at LSU. Things went pretty damn good for him at Notre Dame, with one exception of a situation that happened with the kid getting struck by lightning on the film tower. I'm not sure whose total fault that was. It doesn't matter. It happened under his watch. But he did a damn good job at one of the premier programs in the country for a long time. Mm. And he's got Michigan ties. So I don't understand why that name didn't come up immediately. But
it may.
You always think when you go to the dance, you can dance with the
one you brought,
the most attractive one there. But sometimes the most attractive one there has eyes for some other.
Mm. Tim,
I stayed away from any kind of
pronoun
or anything there.
Yeah, stay. Yeah, yeah. I hear
danced
you.
Danced right around that analogy.
Tim, the clock is ticking, my friend. Have a merry, merry Christmas, my friend. I will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Hey, do you want to do this next Wednesday before the game, or Thursday?
No, let's do Wednesday. Thursday. So let's do Wednesday.
Let's do it, brothers.
Yeah, let's
always
do it next
pleasure.
Week. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. The great Tim May joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps. Time now for a very late 2020.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.